Hello, I welcome you as you connect to listen to this message from the throne of grace. Today I'll be speaking on a very interesting topic called the rapture. And I ask that you sit down and patiently allow the Spirit of God minister to you as you hear this message. Remember how you hear, what you hear is what gives you that desired salvation that you seek. As we go into the studio, may you be mightily blessed. Amen.
I want us to understand God is going to cast out the devil out of our lives today.
Amen.
And that devil is the devil of unbelief.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because all that the Father seeks to do for his sons, somebody say, I'm a son of God.
I'm a son of God.
God wants you to know this thing without a shadow of doubt. Because when you begin to doubt that pronunciation that you just made, then the water begins to go rough. Amen?
Amen.
Things begin to go like this, like that, like this, like that, and you never find rest for your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the moment you can arise and believe what the Lord is saying in this hour, the moment you can believe that I am the Son of the Living God,
amen,
you enter into your rest.
Hallelujah.
And into your prosperity.
Amen.
Because when you know that you are the Son of God, you know that anything that you ask the Father, amen, it shall be done for you. The Father always hears me. My Father always what?
Hears
me. Because I do the things that are pleasing to him.
Amen.
And you know what pleases the Father? That you walk as the Son.
Amen.
That you walk in the name of the Son. That is what pleases the Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you are walking to this reality, like Jesus, you can say, I and the Father
are one.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you can know that all things that the Father has is equally
mine.
This is the reality that we are all being awakened into right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's just for every man to awake. The prodigal son, which we shared some week ago, is an example of a child who was lost, who was dead in the sins of trespasses, and comes back to his senses, and he has sent back to the Father. And when he comes back to the Father, what does the Father tell him? All that I have is yours. All the glory in heaven, earth, everything is yours. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's just for the Son to realize that. It's just for the Son to come back to his senses from the realm of the pigs. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if you see a pig in the natural, where do you see pigs? In the mud. The loving of the mud. The mud is a spiritual language, a communication of the Father there you are looking at. That is talking about carnality, earthly, terrestrial carnality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So God says, come out from our what? Come out from among them. Come out from the realm of the pigs. Come out from the realm of carnal men. And begin to live now as what? Sons of God. And your Father is not flesh and blood. Your Father is spirit. Your Father is the spirit. And he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. When you begin to realize the mystery of life, you begin to realize that you are one spirit with the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these are the things that we have been preaching over the ages. I'm going to touch a bit on the rapture. Amen. The rapture today. Amen. And I'm going to try my best to simplify it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there's a mindset that we have as men. As men, we are looking for something, a kind of manifestation on the outward. As men, we are always looking for signs. We are looking out for a prophecy. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Jesus Christ said, the hour comes, and now is when those who are in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they shall arise. Now is. But we are fond of pushing it forward to a future day. We all know the story of Martha, how her brother died. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And she was crying and crying when she saw Jesus. She told Jesus that, Jesus, if you were there, my brother would not have died. And there's something interesting. There's a message that Jesus Christ gave Martha. And that message applies to every man today.
Amen.
For those who can hear, have ears. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ told her immediately. You see it in John chapter 11 verse 23. John chapter 11 verse 23. Let me fast because there are a lot of scriptures today. Now if you go to the website www.sunrayministry.org, you can see these messages, the videos. You can also see audio messages, praise God.
Amen.
So that you can always repeat and hear these messages again and again.
Amen.
I think you can hear what our sister said. Initially it was difficult to understand, but gradually she began to understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He said, Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And look at the response of Martha. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall arise in the resurrection at the last day. Do you know what Martha was doing? She was saying, in the future, there's a day that they are waiting for. What people will arise from the dead. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus Christ, what? He corrected her immediately. Say, my sister, you have got it wrong. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, even though he died or he was dead, shall live. And he that lives and believes in me
shall never die.
Shall never die.
Amen.
You see, Jesus Christ casted out a devil.
Amen.
Out of her. You see, the devils are those high things, high imaginations, high doctrines that raise themselves against the knowledge of Christ in our lives. Praise God. Now, many of us today, we have not come to the place where we realize that we are already complete in Him. Many of us have not come to the place where we know that the totality of God's glory is already invested in us. Many of us do not already know that there is a gate into God's kingdom, that the gates are already open for every man to enter in and possess his possession. We are still being held back, thinking that something is going to still happen tomorrow. But Jesus Christ says what? There is no such thing as a resurrection in the last day. I am the resurrection. I am the life. If you believe in that name, in me, you shall never die. Even though you are dead in your sins and trespasses and begin to believe once more, you shall be raised up from the dead. Yeah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And I tell you, if you are raised up from the dead, you begin to know that the way Jesus Christ is the way you are.
Amen.
Because God never created two men.
Hallelujah.
God created what? One man. Now, where does the suffering come from? Where does the pain come from? Where does the tribulation come from? It comes from the fact that man has deviated from the truth. Man has gone to sleep. He has made his bed in hell. Man is walking in the lie, in the error. But the Bible says he has come to set the captives free.
Amen.
The Bible says he has come to give us an understanding.
Amen.
He has come to abolish death in your life. He has come to gather his own back unto himself. And that thing is happening right now.
Amen.
And it can only happen by the
hearing,
perceiving, recognizing. That is all that the Father will ever do for you. Amen.
Amen.
It's for you to recognize the voice, recognize the call. And as you recognize the call, you begin to awaken with knowing without a condition that you are perfect, without spot, without blame before your Father forever.
Amen.
Along with this revelation of yourself, there is an opening of the gates. There is a loosening. Hallelujah. You begin to rediscover yourself back in the realm of the Father.
Amen.
That's why it says, no one comes to the Father except by
me.
You can't come back to that consciousness of I and the Father are one except the revelation of Christ dawns on you. Hallelujah. So you can see that you are more than what you think. Hallelujah. What will Jesus Christ do now? Amen. Jesus Christ will do something that is very symbolic. Jesus Christ walks up to the grave of Lazarus. And what does Jesus Christ do? The first thing Jesus Christ would do was to tell them to do what? Roll away the
stone.
Roll it away. Because if that stone is not rolled away, that man will not hear my voice. Roll it away. That stone is the hardened heart, a religious heart, with the many various beliefs of humanity that is embedded in man. Many people are still not coming forth because they've not allowed that stone to be rolled away. That's why at times you shout, you preach, some people just don't get you. You try your best, they can't just understand you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what God told me over the years? He said, don't wrestle with anybody that doesn't receive what I've told you to preach. Don't wrestle with them. You know what I mean, wrestle? Don't fight with them. You can't fight with anybody. You can't fight with these people. They will beat you. They will disgrace you. Amen? Don't try it. Hallelujah. If you got this message, keep it for yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And run with it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So that stone has to be removed. Our human beliefs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Traditional beliefs, religious beliefs. These things are the things that are blocking, hindering the morning star in you to dawn. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we have believed wrongly. Many of us still believe like Martha that there's something tomorrow that will happen in Israel, in the sky. You know, I have a friend, a very close friend. He has got volumes of books on prophecies on what will happen in Israel. You know, how Jesus will come down in the sky physically and his leg will touch Mount Olive. How, you know, different kind of things.
Hallelujah.
These things, you see them in the Bible presented to us as what? Proverbs, parables, allegories. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what they call allegory? You know when you talk of a ritual, a proverb. A proverb doesn't come directly at times to the topic. It only gives you a hint. Amen.
Amen.
But you need a clear understanding to get to that thing that the proverb meant. That's why the Bible says that the letter killeth. This letter they kill. Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm going to show you where matter and how people got that revelation that there's a resurrection day in the future. I'm going to come to that. I'll show you in the Old Testament. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
After that, what happens? Amen.
Amen.
What happens at the end of it? Amen. What happens at the end of it? Jesus Christ calls out with a loud voice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Aspetta. He called out with what? A loud what?
Voice.
Lazarus, come!
Forth.
It is the hearing of that voice and the obedience to that voice that causes Lazarus to come out from among the dead. Amen.
Amen.
When we walk as ordinary human beings, not realizing the mystery of the Christ within us, we are actually in a tomb. We are actually in a graveyard. We are actually perishing away daily in our sins and what? Trespasses. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how you may appear in this natural world, how prosperous you might look in the natural world. Praise God. It doesn't matter how you might look in the outer world, but what happens is that if you do not have this revelation of Christ within you, you are already in the graveyard, pining away, dying away. Jesus Christ said, the hour cometh and now is.
Hallelujah.
Now you can see the importance of the voice. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, people think that, you know, like in a ministry, they say somebody has raised people from the dead. Isn't it? This person was raised from the dead. But when you raise somebody from the dead, what will still happen to that person?
He
will still die again. So there is something wrong. See, it's not talking about a physical reality. Because death in the Bible speaks of a spiritual concept. Because already all men are what? Dead in their sins and trespasses. Paul says it that all have died in what? In Adam. All. Praise God. But all shall be made alive in Christ. These things are in the Bible. The fact that you have two legs and you are walking and you are married and having children and getting good jobs and building houses does not mean that you are alive. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
You can be spiritually dead. The word of Adam was Adam in the day that you eat of that what? You shall what?
Die.
Surely die. But Adam went to live on for another hundreds of years. But spiritually speaking, he was dead. So you can see the resurrection from the dead is a spiritual phenomenon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this is your graveyard, your flesh, mind, your body is your graveyard where you are buried in ignorance until you begin to know the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The hour cometh and now is when you will hear the voice of the Son of Man. Now is. Now. Can you hear the voice? You know in the book of Revelation, when John saw the Alpha and the Omega, he saw Jesus appearing as the Alpha and Omega. He said that his voice sounded like what? A trumpet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, that same voice that sounded like a trumpet
is the same voice with which he used to call Lazarus out of the grave. The trumpet speaks about a communication.
Amen.
See, a loud communication. Put it very loud. Press it down. Now imagine that sound. Very loud, and you are sleeping. And that sound comes to sound you when you are deep asleep. Just imagine that thing 100 times louder than that. And you hear that thing when you are sleeping. What will happen? You will wake up.
Alive.
In fact, when John heard that trumpet, the Bible says a loud trumpet. If you look at the original translation, it was loud, strong. He turned down and he saw the same Jesus that he was close to. When he saw him in the spirit, he fell down as if dead. His fear overcame him. If somebody comes here today with a trumpet voice, you not go wrong.
Go wrong now.
Amen.
Amen.
I can see Sister Queen at the gate already. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And she said, Pastor, God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. The trumpet is the voice. It's a communication of God. Deep calleth unto deep. If you look at the prophecies of Isaiah, it says, blow the trumpet on Zion. The trumpet is what? The voice of what? Of God transmitted through me. This is your trumpet. Your mouth is what? Your trumpet. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to understand spiritual languages. Because these things deceive people. People are still waiting for a big man to fall down from the sky one day with a big trumpet in his hand. It's not so, brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to what the Spirit is saying.
Amen.
Praise God. Lazarus, as he heard that voice, he comes out and he loosens himself. Amen. He was shackled. He loosens. Look, you shall know the truth, and the truth will what?
Set you free.
That is all. The voice will only go forth to reveal the truth to you. Hallelujah. And you said, without the condition, you don't need to pay for it. You don't need to do any religious thing for it. You just have to hear the truth.
Voice.
That's all.
Hallelujah.
And what? It will raise you up from your slumber, from your misery. And you begin to know the riches that is invested in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. It's a very wonderful thing, my brethren. Let us understand that the hour is right now, and everybody should know what the Lord is doing in this hour. Amen.
Amen.
Today, how come we are understanding these things that I'm preaching today? Because the Hebrews read the Old Testament, and the Hebrews, even when Jesus Christ came, the Hebrews, you know, in that day did not recognize Jesus. Do you know that? They felt that it didn't match with what they were expecting in the Old Testament. He came like a thief in the night. It is no different today. Christ is always appearing.
Hallelujah.
He's always sounding the trumpet and gathering people.
Amen.
But he always comes in and is never accepted. The men cannot hear him. That one is of a man. I'm talking of a natural mind. The flesh cannot understand the what? The things of the spirit. You can't. Hallelujah. You see what that sister wrote? She said with the flesh mind. You cannot understand the things of the spirit if you want to look at it with your natural mind. The things of the spirit are spirit. Hallelujah. And he has given us the spirit. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, people, when they say they have the spirit, they say they'll do this to you. See, I have the spirit. Now, how can I pay you? Tell me. I do it all. It's part of it. But how can that what? Pay you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit of God was given to you so that you can begin to know the mind of God.
Amen.
So that you can begin to think like God.
Amen.
So that
that he has. As a man thinks in his mind,
so is he.
If you think in a carnal way, you will die as a mortal man. But if you put on the mind of Christ, you begin to walk as God upon the earth. This is what the Bible calls what? The mystery of godliness. As you put on the mind of Christ, what happens is that God is manifest through you to the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't know the impact that you have when you walk in the spirit, except when something happens. I remember years ago, when, you know, when as a young man, I had a zeal for the Lord and I walked in very great power and glory when I was in the university. And after some time, you know how we young men are. I left this thing around, I left it away. And two people, the man and the, they saw me on different occasions. The man cried. He said, "What?" He said, "That time I will enter the office, the room where they used to be." He said that there is a presence that used to be around me. He said, "When I touch him, he used to feel a kind of peace." He said, "What happened? What happened?" When he saw me with a cigar and beer, with woman here, amen, another woman here. The guy cried. What are these people? They will not tell you that time. They won't tell you then. It's when you are falling. They will now begin to remind you, "Hey, that period, man, you are hot." A sister saw me, she cried. Why? Because she said that she was like God. But she was seeing God. That is the impact you have on people without even saying a word when you walk in truth. Hallelujah. God can only manifest himself through the sons to those who are awakened. No man has seen the Father. No man has seen God. God is spirit. Amen. But the Son has revealed him.
Amen.
To the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You reveal God to the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can see God is waiting for the sons to awaken.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's talk quickly to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Now, these are olden days prophecies. You know, Daniel is somebody who came on the scene before Christ, hundreds of years before Christ, many hundreds of years before Christ. And look at the prophecies. I wrote a book on the mark of the beast. And I compare the prophecies of Daniel to that of the book of Revelation. And you'll be shocked that how could they have been so similar? The mystery of the Ancient of Days. People think that the Ancient of Days is one man sitting in the sky with long beard and, you know. What I share the mystery of, now those are the articles that we share that we've received hundreds of emails. Because the Ancient of Days, we are going to share these things at a certain timing as we progress together.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want us to read something about the resurrection in Daniel chapter 12. See, this is a book of prophecy written by Daniel. He says, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great priest who standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time, the people shall be delivered. Everyone that is found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust shall awake. Some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they shall turn many to what? Righteousness as the stars forever."
Amen.
"But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even unto the time of the end."
Amen.
Many shall run to and fro, and what? No knowledge shall be what?
Increase.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what I just did just now? You know, you could replay it like a rap. No. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Somebody's a funky pastor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Now, what you just read here is a powerful word. Do you know that you are the stars of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ says, I am the morning
star,
and him that overcomes will I give the morning star. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When John saw the Alpha and the Omega in the book of Revelation, he saw seven stars on the right hand, and he explained those seven stars are what? Are the servants, messengers, angels of what?
Of God.
They call them the Pleiades. Who do you think those seven stars are? Look at the stars of God here. Amen. Job spoke about the morning stars. When God asked Job, where were you when the morning stars shouted for joy? When the sons of God sang together, where were you? Job did not have the understanding there, but today we have it, because we know all things. The wise shall shine as stars forever. Who are the wise? Those who can hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. The book, there is a book that is sealed in the minds of men. Daniel did not understand this prophecy. The angel told Daniel, you go your way. It will be revealed to you later. Blessed are your eyes and your ears. For you see and you hear what Daniel did not hear. What Moses did not hear. You see and you hear it. Hallelujah. That without you, they are not complete. Without you, Abraham is not complete. Hallelujah. You see the weight of ministry that we carry. If your eyes are open to see the presence here, you know what ministry to spirits do? Amen. You know what ministry to spirits do?
Yes, Pastor.
Hallelujah. The book is being opened in the eyes of man today. As the book is being opened, we are beginning to, the eyes are running to and fro, and we are beginning to understand what is this great mystery. There's no time. There's a similar prophecy in the book of Revelation. That was a small book in the hand of an angel. The angel uttered seven thunders. Seven what? Thunders. And John wanted to write the seven thunders. Can you write thunder?
No.
If you yet understand, can you write it? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He wanted to write the seven thunders, and the angel told him, don't do it. Seal it until the time of the end. Seal it what? Until the time. The time of the end has already come now. Now. Do you know what the end is? Christ is the end of all things. He is the beginning and he is the
end.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I think I see like jigsaw puzzle. When you put a jigsaw puzzle together, everything is fitting. He is the beginning and he is the
end.
At the end, the book is open. And when the book is open, those who are sleeping in their dust, in the graves, begin to what? Awake. Hallelujah. What does it mean to sleep in the dust? Daniel said that those who are sleeping in dust will what? Awake. The dust is the grave. Those who are sleeping in mortality. Remember when man fell, what did the Bible say? Dust you are?
Dust
is is a spiritual barrier. Man went down into corruptibility, into mortality. Do you know that you are immortal?
Amen.
Do you know that you are incorruptible? Do you have the nature of God? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But in the transgression, man started to walk in the lie. All our problem today is that because we think that we are physical human, we think that we are flesh and blood. That's where all our problem is in this world. Amen. Lust, greed, wars, everything you can think of is because a man thinks that he's terrestrial. And in that sensation, he wants to gain everything. Amen. And he wants to dominate everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those who are sleeping in the dust shall awake to everlasting life. Now, when you see in the Bible something, when they use the word everlasting, you have to be careful. Everlasting. Anything that pertains to God is called everlasting, eternal. Amen. It doesn't mean that God does not forgive. Amen. You have jail in this world. You put somebody in jail, you know, and that is of this world. But the jail house of God is eternal. What, anything that pertains to God and God's realm is called what?
Eternal.
So if you go into the spiritual jail, does not mean that God cannot get you out of there.
Exactly.
So when people read everlasting in the Bible, don't think that God's mercy has a limit.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Don't think that God's mercy has what?
A limit.
Some people think that after a time that no more, that God is finished with that person. And we are very fast to emphasize.
Of course.
If it's by performance, how many of us can make it?
No
one. Now lie. Amen. Heaven will be empty and God will be alone. God will be alone in heaven. Amen. I'm watching people born in hell. And people every day looking at people born in hell. Forever and ever and ever. Amen. Fairy tales. Hallelujah. Amen. Those that want sleep in the dust shall what? Arise to everlasting life. And the books are being opened to the brethren. Hallelujah. God is bringing to light everything that has been hidden. Jesus Christ said there is nothing hidden that shall not be
revealed.
You know what we used to think before? All the bad, bad things you did when you were in schooling, all the bad, bad things you did before you married your husband, it will be revealed one day. Amen. God is going to get you. Amen. God is above those levels. Those things are the things of what?
Man.
Of men. If somebody, the one that came here earlier and I was crying, now crocodile tears. God has no time for all those things, let me tell you. You see it? All those things of, if somebody comes here to abuse me and curse me, amen, it does not change God's mind or anything. Is that person, you see, we have to understand the mind of God. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus Christ said, you can do anything to me, he shall be forgiving you. But if you sin against what? Why is he saying that? Because the Holy Ghost is the only thing that can guide you back into your glory. So if you turn your back against it, how can you enter back into glory? That's what it means. That's the unforgivable sin. If you slap Jesus, kick him off. That will not be. But if you turn your back on the Holy Ghost, as long as your back is turned on the Holy Ghost, how can you possibly find God? You can't. That's what it means.
Exactly.
People think that, you know, in those days when you do something wrong, I went around for years, over 10 years, going from pastor to pastor to lay hands on me, pray for me. Pray for me. Forgive me. Because I was feeling that thing that maybe God has left me. You know this kind of unforgivable, you know, my mindset that God, because God really showed me great, great revelations. So I felt that after God, all God has showed me, if I can still fall, that means There's no nothing for me again. Amen. I wake up in the morning, I don't feel look, that power, that water, those, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That joy. I thought maybe God, I went to travel, church, I even traveled all the way to America to meet the pastor. You know? That pastor, when I called him, he wanted to pray for me, very powerful prophet. What he wanted is, he said, you know what to do, this man. You know? He refused to let. He said, "The Lord said that you know what to do." And so my ticket money to Chicago. It was a big shock. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
That is the only thing that we need is the guiding voice of the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The voice. When the Prince Michael, that Michael you see in the Bible, is actually the archangel that we hear in the book of Thessalonians. Now, Thessalonians, the rapture theory in church, Thessalonians, actually speaking of the resurrection from the dead.
Amen.
He says, don't sleep. Amen. What happens at the sound when the archangel descends? Christ is descending in our midst today and is announcing the good tidings,
Amen.
The gospel, the revelation. The mystery of what? Of Christ. Those that are asleep, what? Be arise and be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, in the clouds. And when you go to a mountain, what do you see on some mountains? A cloud. When Jesus Christ went up and transfigured on a mountain, what did you see? There was a glory cloud that what?
Surrounded
him. And out of the cloud came a voice. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. He was proving to us that he was walking in that cloud. That cloud was always there. Jesus walked always in that cloud. That's why he could do the things that he was doing. He was in perfect union with what? With the Spirit, with the Lord. Hallelujah. So that cloud is the glory of the Lord. It's the glory cloud. Paul calls it the cloud of what many witnesses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whenever God appeared in the Old Testament, he always appeared with cloud or with a pillar of fire. All is appearing. Why? There's a mystery behind it. Cloud is a guardian of is an invisible sense. It's a guardian of the heavens and the earth in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as we hear the trumpet, we are being drawn back into that cloud. Amen.
Amen.
We are being drawn back into the glory cloud. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so shall we be with the Lord forever. In union with the what? With the Lord forever. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So only in the cloud can I say that I and the Father are
one.
Hallelujah. Have you heard of cloud 7 before?
Yes.
Amen. Have you heard of that? Cloud 7. Like when you are in love?
Yes.
When you are in love, they say you are in cloud 7.
Yes.
Amen. They tap all those things from the Spirit. Because actually, when that experience in God's cloud is the first thing I recognized was love. There is a love that surpasses knowledge. Amen. There is a love that man and God have that is beyond what? Understanding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So when we are hearing messages like this, we are being awakened from the dust and we are gathered into that one body. The Lord is the Spirit and we are one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With that Spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He that is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And Jesus Christ made a statement. He says, as the wind bloweth, and you don't know how it comes, but so that That's how it is, that one that is born of what? Of the Spirit. Can you hold a cloud?
No.
Does a cloud have a form?
No.
God was trying to demonstrate an invisible body, which is His glory. And God dwells in that glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you see why Moses went up to meet the Lord? Where did he meet the Lord? In the cloud. Amen. That was where he got the talk. All those that will go to that, we will share that message another day. Praise God. When Jesus Christ finished his ministry, what happened? He was caught up into a cloud. But somebody said, if Jesus was caught up into a cloud, that means we too can be caught up into it. Listen to me. God did that thing to show us, to demonstrate to us a mystery. Do you know that when Jesus Christ had gone, some disciples remained there looking at the sky? Go to the first chapter of Acts. Some disciples were there looking at the sky. Do you know that's what we are still doing today? People are every day looking at the sky. You know? I'm waiting for something to happen. Amen? The angel came to tap and tap the guy. Said, make you go home. You know they hear something. There's nobody there. Go home. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. God did that to us to demonstrate to us a mystery. Hallelujah. The resurrection was to demonstrate to us a mystery that He lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. People, you know, they still wanted Jesus Christ to remain with them. But He said there's no use for all that. Amen. Because Jesus Christ is not a physical body. Jesus Christ is not a natural terrestrial being. He's spirit. If we have known Jesus Christ after the flesh, Paul writes, henceforth, do we know Him no more after the flesh?
Amen.
People are still waiting for the flesh of Jesus.
Amen.
Some people feel unless they hold Jesus and tell Him how much they love Him, that they will not enter into their rest. And that will always be the barrier until they remove that thing from their mind. Amen?
Amen.
I preached in London some years ago, and a brother, elderly respect, he was furious with me, angry. He got up and said, but the Bible says that we shall behold Him. I told you, my brother, I don't know about you, but I'm beholding the glory right now.
Amen.
Of the only begotten. The guy provoked. And you know those comments? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't want you to understand that we hinder ourselves to God when we look out for signs. Amen. We hinder ourselves from our glory. It's our glory. We only remain in the wilderness and continue languishing out there until we come back to our senses. And God has come that we may have life right now and have life what?
Abundantly.
Let us awaken to love, brethren. Let us awaken to what? To oneness. Hallelujah. When you hear messages like this, let us be patient to digest them. You see the cow. You know why the cow was classified as one of the clean animals in the Old Testament? Because the cow will what? Will eat the grass, and after doing that, it chews the cob. It sits down and it chews it again and chews it again. It's a type of meditation, digesting what you heard. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as you patiently do that, light begins to come. And you say, So this is what this brother was saying. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we stand up?
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.